right to the word. Okay, so, Donnie?
All right. Well, today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Yeah.
Today is the day that we celebrate our resurrections.
Yeah.
Because when we believed, we were raised together with Him. It is in the resurrection of Christ that each and every one who believes has a new and better life for them. It is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that assures us that we have eternal life. Because when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, it says in the church epistles that He raised us up also. And when we consider those three words, He is risen, we can consider that we also, as believers in Him, are risen. We are ascended and seated with Him. These are the things that we celebrate today. We do not celebrate the great mysteries of how they put the cream inside the egg. We celebrate the beauty of our lives because of His life. You know, it is in the resurrection that we have a unique seating among all of people of all time, because we have believed it. You know, there are so many things we can look at in God's Word in relation to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but the simplicity of it still speaks so plainly. And I'd like to look at Mark. I think we're going to start in Mark today, in chapter 16. We need to continue to consider not just one day of a year that He is risen, but every day. Every day that we draw breath, we consider that He is risen. Because knowing that He is risen, knowing that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is knowing that the promises of God are true. Every last one of the promises of God are true. Every single one of them. And we can rest in those promises, knowing that we have such great things in store for us. See? In chapter 16 of Mark, in verse 1, it says, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?' And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. They looked, they saw that it was rolled away already." And they're thinking, well, we don't have to worry about the stone anymore. "And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted." They were afraid. "And he said unto them, 'Be not afraid.'" Don't be afraid. "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen." He is not here. He is risen. "Behold the place where they laid Him." And He turned and He just said, look, He's not here. He's risen. That was the thing that they saw. They saw Him, or where they had laid Him. They had not seen Him, but they had seen that He was not there. And then He said in verse 7, "But go your way, tell His disciples, go and tell them." And that is the same directive that we all have as well. Go and tell that Christ is risen. He is risen. He is alive right now. He is seated on the right hand of God. And He said, Peter, verse 7, "Tell His disciples and Peter that He goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see Him as He said unto you." As He told you, you'll see Him there. You will see Him. He told you where? In Galilee. Look at Mark 14. He told you this. In Mark 14, verse 26. This is on the eve of his betrayal, after his last supper with them. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. They sang together, just like we sang together. They sang a hymn. They didn't have an organ and piano. They have a big pipe organ. They were just sitting in that room together. And they sang a hymn together. Probably one of the Psalms. And they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written. Why did he know that? Because he knew each one of them? Because he knew their innermost fears? No. Because he knew what was written in God's Word. He said, it is written, I will smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. Jesus Christ knew what he knew primarily because he knew the Scripture. He knew what was written of him. And he bet his life on that. It's the same for you and I. When we know what is written in Scripture, we can stake our lives on that. Just like he did. They wanted to argue with him. But what they really wanted to do is argue with that verse of Scripture. Just like when you tell people that God raised his son Jesus Christ from the dead. I know it's true. I speak in tongues. They want to argue with you. They're not arguing with you. They're arguing with the Scripture. They're arguing with the truth. And people are always going to do that. It didn't bother Jesus Christ any. Why? Because he knew the Word's true. The Word's true. I don't care what you're telling me. The sheep are going to be scattered when the shepherd is hit. When you smite the shepherd, the sheep shall be scattered. But after, verse 28 says, after that I am risen, after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. I'll go before you in Galilee. I'll show you. In Galilee you'll see me. Then Peter said, no, come on. Although all shall be offended, yet not me. No, I'm Peter. Not going to do that. Jesus said to him, yes, you will. Before the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice. Before you hear the cock crow twice, three times. You'll hear it once, you'll deny me three times. You'll hear it a second time, you'll deny me three times. You will deny me, Peter. He just wanted to argue. Arguing with the Word of God, arguing with the Scripture doesn't get you anywhere. Doesn't get you anywhere good, anyway. See? It's a wonderful thing what he told them. See, Jesus Christ believed the Scripture. He knew that as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, or in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man would be in the heart of the earth. And that after 3 days and three nights, God would raise him from the dead. He would not suffer. He would not allow his Holy One to see corruption. He knew what the Scripture said, and he counted upon those words of God. Just like we can. Day by day, you and I have Scripture that we can look at, that we can hold to, and we can stake our lives upon the promises of God. In John 16, look at John 16. John 16. Verse 32. He told them, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered. You'll be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Yes. You know, you will all scatter. When the shepherd is smitten, you will scatter. You will leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He knew the promises of God to him. He knew that the promise of God to him was, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He knew who his Father was. He knew the promises of God to him. You will leave me alone. And the word alone means to forsake. You will forsake me, but the Father will not. I will not be forsaken because the Father is with me. You will leave me destitute of any help, but the Father will be there to help me. You will leave me without a companion, but my Father will be with me. He knew the promises of God, and he believed them. Look at Luke 24. We'll read some of this great record. It says in verse 1, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? What are you here for? This is where the dead are kept. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when you were yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again? Oh, yeah, we remember that. Yeah. Now that you mention it. Well, yes, they remembered. See, we all need a little prodding sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
We all need a little remembrance sometimes. We all need some help remembering the promises of God, the truth of His Word. You know, given the same situation, we wouldn't have behaved any different than those men did. We would have been scratching our heads going, Who moved him? And the grace of God is always there, though. The grace of God every day of our lives is there to bring angels, if necessary, to remind you of the promises of God to you. When you think of He is risen, you need to think of His promises to you in relation to your life now. And never forget that. Because He is risen, every promise of God is yours. God is not in the business of anything short of the miraculous. And we put Him there all the time. We're no different. We look at the situations in life and we go, Why? Why is this so hideous? Why is this so stupid? Why is this happening? And yet all we need is a little reminder. God raised his Son from the dead. Every promise of God in Him is yea and amen. It's not yea and nay. It's yea and amen. Every promise of God to you. When God says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, that's a promise. As we were reminded in Wallace's prayer, He is the Lord God that healeth thee. It says in the church epistles that we are raised now with Him to walk in newness of life. Right? In newness of life. Not in the old way we used to live, wondering what's next. In a negative way. You know how life goes sometimes, you know, when you sit there and you go, oh man, could it get any worse? People live their lives that way. They live their lives that way because they fail to remember He is risen. And if He is risen, you are risen with Him. If He is ascended, you have been ascended with Him. If He is seated at the right hand of God, you are seated with Him. I say if, figuratively. These are if-then statements, you know, in logic. If this is true, then this also is true. If, okay, if-then. This is not anything in question. When they walked into that place where the dead were kept, the angels told them, you're seeking the living among the dead. That's not rational. Snap out of it. He's alive. So when we live our lives and we remember that, we must snap out of it. Because all the promises of God are yea and amen in Him. They remembered His words. Verse 9, and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Everybody they could that would listen, they heard. They first went back to the 11 and they told them. We saw Him. We saw the angels. He said He's risen. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. When they told these things to the apostles, they needed just a little bit more prodding. They needed a little bit more for themselves. Just like some of us sometimes. They just need a little bit more. Sometimes it seems like an idle tale, doesn't it? At least that's what the world wants you to believe. Every time you turn on the television set, every time you go out there and read the news or listen to the broadcasts on the radio, every time it's something else to disprove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He really didn't die. He later on went back to Mary and they had a baby. Ah, oh yes, it's possible, you know. Possible, but highly unlikely. Why? Because we read what this says. We read the record and we know. And we stake our lives on this record just as Jesus Christ staked His life on this record. Then arose Peter, said, you know, I'm tired of this. Verse 12, Peter says, I'm going to go see for myself. He ran to the sepulchre and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Just wonder, what has happened? All the things that must have been racing through his mind and heart. He told me I denied Him. I denied Him. He told me I'd scatter. I told him I wouldn't, but he was right. I did. They're telling me they saw angels. I haven't seen any angels, but I don't see Him. Verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 84 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. They talked. They spoke together. They couldn't speak of anything else. These were two believers. They were disciples. They couldn't speak of anything else. They couldn't think of anything else. All the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. They didn't recognize him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another and are, as you walk and are sad? Boy, you guys, you look a little depressed. What's happening? What's happening, brethren? And he said unto them, one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? You must have obviously just come for the feast. Must not be from around here. And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Then he said unto them, what things? What? He still didn't tell them who he was. This is an incredible record. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. See, they had known, they had followed him. They had heard and they'd seen many things that he had done. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death. And they did. They crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. We thought he was the king. We treated him as our king. We put garments and palm trees in the way when he came to Jerusalem for the feast. We treated him as our king. We thought he was our king. We thought he was the Redeemer. And yet they crucified him. And beside all this, today is the third day since all these things were done. And we heard him say that just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the belly of the whale, he would be in the heart of the earth. But that God would raise him up. Yea, and certain women also. Verse 22, of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the woman had said, but we didn't see him. They were saddened because they did not see him. They were frustrated because they didn't see it. And he said unto them, verse 25, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You're foolish if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. I don't want to be labeled a fool. Although some days I really am a fool. If we fail to believe all that the prophets have spoken, if we look at this word of God, if we believe, or if we read a verse and we fail to believe it, it's nothing but foolish. I know at times we have a wrestling match to get ourselves to the place of full confidence and full trust in the promises of God. That's okay. That's not foolish. That's just being human. But we need to come to that point. We need to believe this. We need to not reject the truth of the Word, the promises that are made to us. Because either all of them are true or none of them are. And that's our daily contest. That's our daily fight day by day, is to remember those words to us. Remember those promises that God has made to us. And remember that in light of He is risen, every promise is sure. You fools, you slow of heart to believe all that the promise all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. They just started going. It was a long walk, you know. Took them hours to get to Emmaus. And He just began to explain to them. Well, you know, remember when Moses, they were in the wilderness, and Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and everyone that would look upon him would be healed. Remember that? Yeah. That's the Messiah. Yeah. That's a type of the Messiah. Remember the Passover that they instituted when he heard? And they're going, yeah. And he showed them all the things. All the things. Remember when Zechariah said, when the shepherd is smitten, all the sheep will be scattered? Yeah. It happened, didn't it? Yeah. Everything concerning him. Lots of great things, I'm sure. And they drew nigh, verse 28, unto the village, whether they went, and he made it as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him. And that's their culture, they constrained him. No, they couldn't let this traveling companion go off into the dark. It's the end of the day. Come with us. Constrained him. You stay with us this evening. The day is far spent, and he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and broke it, gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and then he vanished out of their sight. Gotta go. Love you guys. See ya. They said one to another, verse 32, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Boy, didn't it just burn within our hearts? You know, and it's the same for us, isn't it? When we go through life, we go through a day of life, and we're out there in the world, and we're getting beat up, and we're trying to remember what the Word says. It's the Word of God. He loves me. He hasn't forsaken me. Where are you? I know you're right here. And then we sit down in our fellowship, and we sit down with some fellow believer, and they start to remind us. They start to encourage us with the Word, with the Scripture. Well, you know, God loves you. He's promised He'll never forsake you. I heard it in manifestations this morning. And then our heart burned within us. Oh, we just love this Word. We love the promises of God. We love the grace. We love the mercy. We love the forgiveness. We love the tenderness. We love the care that He shows for us. And our hearts just, oh yeah, that's my refuge. That's my hope. That's my strength. That is my power day by day. When I come to this Scripture, when I come to it, and I'm not a fool and reject it, but I come to it and take it in. They sat on the edge of their seats, or the edge of their heels. They were walking. And every word, they just clung to every word that He spoke to them that day. And finally, after all of that Scripture, after all the Word of God that He gave them, He finally said, okay, you ready now? Here, eat something. And they knew who He was. And it kind of reminds you of at that Last Supper when He said, as oft as you drink this cup and eat this bread, remember me. Yeah. Remember me. Remember me. Remember what I've done. You know, day by day, we don't have to forget. We don't have to refuse it. We don't have to reject it. Day by day, We just do what we need to do as people, as human beings, to remember. Because when we remember, our hearts will believe. When we remember what He has accomplished for us, and we remember that, yes, He is risen, we believe. And we see great things. They saw a great thing that day. Yeah. It is in the presence of the risen Christ that our eyes are open. Look at Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." The knowledge of Him. Just like those men on the road to Emmaus. He filled them. He gave them a knowledge of Him. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Okay. He is risen. And it is God's desire that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling, that we may see the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe that He is indeed risen. The power of God, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, is at work in us and for us day by day. And it is when we walk in the presence of the risen Christ that we see all that God has for us. He is risen. Every step we take, every prayer we say to God, every request we make, it's in light of Him having raised that man from the dead. That we have made Him our Lord. That's why we pray in His name. Because there's no name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He is risen. And when we pray to God, we know that He has the capability and the power to answer our request. He has not forsaken you, no more so than He forsook His only begotten Son. He has not, and He will not ever, back up on a promise of His Word as we trust that Word. Every day we draw breath, we can count on the promises of God. Do we earn those promises? No. That's why He's faithful and just to forgive us. When we make mistakes, when we fall short, when we are those idiot fools that reject His promise. "I know what your Word says, but I got to do this myself." Oh, stop. You do what you can, but you better let God do the rest. And in light of the risen Christ, you have that heart of belief. You have that heart of confidence towards Him. You have that heart of trust towards God to provide for you as He's promised He will provide. He is risen. He is ascended. He is seated And you and I are seated with him. You and I have the joy of walking each day in light of the resurrected Christ. Let us encourage one another. Let's remember. Let's remind each other. Because we're all human and we need to be reminded. Don't you remember what the promise of God is? Don't you remember? He gave his life for you. Don't you remember that even if you were the only one to accept it, he still would have done it for you? Don't you know? Don't you remember? We all need that. We might not need angels all the time. That's because we have one another. So let's continue to remind each other every day that he is risen. And every day you are raised with him to walk in newness of life. And every day the promises of God are yea and amen for you. Father, we're grateful for your grace. We're grateful for the reality of all that your Son, Jesus Christ, has accomplished for us. We're grateful, God, that we can continue to bring our hearts to you, that we can continue to see the greatness of your grace abounding and manifest in our lives day by day as we just trust you, as we look to you in all things, as we recognize that you are our sufficiency in all things, in every category of life, spiritual, physical, emotional, every category. And Father, that as we do trust you, as we look to you and we stake our lives on the Scripture, on your words, that we see them come to pass. That no matter what a day may look like, no matter what things may be going on, we still know that your promises are real to us and that you are there for us and that your ears are open to us, your arms are open to us. And that as we come before you, we have our needs met. We have our healing, we have our source of supply, we have the grace that we need to continue to live life more than abundantly. Thank you, Father, for all that you do and for the joy and rejoicing in our hearts this day as we remember that he indeed is risen. And we pray in his glorious name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.